You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
What's up, Highlight fans? It's Matt Langhans, aka Douglas, with Magic City Highlight. Listen in for Highlight head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Highlight players. Join EPRN today and be entered into Magic City Highlight EarPods giveaway contest. To be one of 200 lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us. Welcome to another Revealing Better Results podcast here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today, we have a special guest with us, Mr. Brendan Leibowitz with SEOoptimizers.com. And today's sponsors for this podcast, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course, Exquisite Coffee, and Black Star Fund LLP. And Brendan, welcome to Revealing Better Results. And, you know, how's the SEO business going there in your neck of the woods?
Well, thanks for having me on, and excited to share some knowledge about SEO. And everything is kind of how it always is, just changing all the time and just trying to stay up to date with Google is constantly changing algorithm and trying to figure out what works today and how to keep that traffic coming in.
Okay. Because, yeah, SEO is pretty interesting to me while I'm on my digital marketing quest to conquer the internet. what got you interested in building a business around search engine optimization? And, you know, who were the customers that you were trying to reach when you first started out?
No, I kind of just fell into it after I graduated from college, got my degree in business marketing, and one of the first jobs I got was working at a company, helping them out with their digital marketing, and was doing pretty much everything, doing their SEO, doing social media, doing email marketing, doing paid ads, and even taking pictures of products for the website. And back then, kind of, this was in 2007, realized that everyone's going to have a website in the future, and SEO is a way to get free traffic, and just kind of stuck with it ever since, and just realized that why pay Google or Facebook or any of these other websites to get you up there when you could get up there for free without spending money? You have to invest your time, which time is money, but at least you get that visibility and you get that long-term visibility. Because with SEO, if you stop doing SEO, you're going to still be ranking on the top of Google for a while until your competitors outrank you. But if you're spending money on ads and you stop spending money on ads, you're just gone.
It just goes away because it's not organic. I get it. I definitely get it. I mean, well, you have about 13, 14, 15 years of experience. And what was there an intensive learning process to become proficient as an SEO consultant?
Yeah, it definitely took a lot of trial and error and just testing and seeing what works and what doesn't work and just reading up in different forums or taking classes and watching videos and just trying to learn as much as possible and test along the way to see if what you're reading or watching is actually accurate, because what works today doesn't always work tomorrow. So that's the one thing where it's like you can read all these different tactics, but it might not necessarily still work. So there's a lot of trial and error trying to figure out what really still does work versus what people are putting out there.
Right. Well, how has SEO evolved from 2007 to now?
It's become a lot tougher. Back in 2007, it was pretty easy, less competition, and Google's algorithm is sophisticated. Now there's a lot more competition. I mean, almost everyone has a website, so essentially you got a lot more people that you're fighting against, because we're not really trying to beat Google. We're just trying to beat your competitors, and whoever's doing the best SEO is going to get to the top. So now we just have to look at the competitors and figure out what they're focused on, which really is with Google is good content on your website and good quality backlinks. Those are kind of the two more important things that will move you up those rankings, is really quality over quantity.
Right. Well, what do you commonly see with your website or your platform operating clients, having issues with when it comes to solving their SEO problems? You know, what do you commonly come across with their problems?
The number one issue is always, well, primarily backlinks. It's usually getting good quality sites to link to you, because backlinks are the most important thing for Google. Without backlinks, it's impossible to rank on Google. So Google's whole algorithm started based off backlinks. It's changed a lot how they look at them, but it's really based on getting other websites to talk about you. And that's the tricky thing, is like, how do you get other websites to talk about you? There's a ton of different ways you could do it. You could look at your competitors' backlinks, and you could also start blogging on other websites that are related to you. So finding niche-related websites and kind of building relationships with those websites and seeing if you could give them some content for free. And that's usually a safer way to build backlinks, but you just got to be careful, because if you build the wrong type of backlinks, it'll actually do more harm than good, which is the last thing you want to happen, is someone dropping down in rankings. So you got to make sure you build good quality backlinks. And good quality backlinks means relevant websites. Like if you're a doctor and you're having a mechanic link out to you, that might look a little strange to Google. Google's like, why is this mechanic linking out to a doctor? Like a doctor should have like a WebMD or something related to health and wellness. That would make more sense. So just making sure the backlinks align with what you're doing is really, really important.
Exactly. Well, after you do some digging on some clients and you see their website history and their strategy, do you find that sometimes they weren't really open with you about the results they were getting before they met you?
No, too often, because usually they're just like, I need to figure this out, and they're just happy to tell me everything that's gone on. Things have been weird, or if they've done things in the past that they knew they shouldn't have done. I mean, everything is out in the open if you know where to look. So I could always see that stuff, and I usually tell them before, because I could just see everything with different tools to look at backlinks, such as like Moz or Ahrefs or Semrush. Okay. You could really see everything they've done. Nothing's hidden with SEO if you know where to look.
Right. Okay. Well, when you first started out, when you first started in the business, who were your core supporters that really wanted you to shine at SEOoptimizers.com and, you know, move forward with what you're doing now?
Yeah, definitely my family, pushing it as much as possible and trying to help me out as much as possible to try to see it grow and succeed and build it into a company. And took a while of working full-time jobs doing SEO and just working this on the side But eventually I was able to build it up and get it to a level where I could sustain myself and not have to have that full-time job and can make this my top priority. But definitely having support of family and friends and just a strong support team helps out a lot.
That's great. That's great to hear. Well, how can potential customers reach you about your services?
So anyone that listened to this, I made a special or created a page for them on my website with a special gift. You go to SEOoptimizers.com/gift. They can find that. Once again, it's SEOoptimizers.com/gift. And they could find that gift and find out more information about myself on that.
Okay, that's excellent. That's excellent. Had a promo already set up and everything. That's great. Well, thanks for joining us today, Brandon, on Revealing Better Results. It's definitely been a pleasure. And with that, for the listeners, you've been listening to Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin. And we had special guest Brandon Leibowitz with us on the line today. And have a great week, everyone.
The beast is trying to keep you down, but just keep rising higher. Stay strong and fight for what is right. Stand up and never tire. Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.